You're listening to Startup Nation Radio on News Talk 760 WJR. Here again are Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
All right. Welcome to Startup Nation Radio. I'm Jeff Sloan, co-founder of Startup Nation. I've got with me in studio today my co-host, Dan Gliske.
Good morning. Hi, Jeff.
Welcome to Startup Nation. We've got my brother, Rich Sloan. We still got the Sloan Brothers thing going on all the way, full on. Rich Sloan's going to be on with us as well. Mike Wade's going to be joining us, and got an amazing guest here today, too. Who's going to actually, it's an interview.
So excited.
Dan, we did a couple days ago. None other than Dan Gilbert. He couldn't be with us today. God knows Dan's probably off buying another building, another city, another state. Who knows what Dan's up to today, but
you
know it's something productive, and you know it's amazing. So again, this show brought to you today by Walsh College, and I'm thrilled that Startup Nation Radio is back on the air. It's really, it's an important show. There's nothing really that I can think of more important than starting businesses in America and around the globe. That's our goal. That's our purpose. That's what the audience can expect from Startup Nation Radio. If you are anyone that wants your piece of the American dream, now's the time to get it. We're going to get you access to experts. We're going to break it down for you. We're going to help you understand what you need to build a business of your own and be a success.
It's a great opportunity, a great time to build a business right now. And if people are ever thought about building a business and trying and had an idea that they always wanted to do something, now's the time.
Now's the time. Dan, we're going to learn a little bit about you in a second. Quickly for the audience, for those of you who may not know, just to introduce a little of my background and why I'm capable of answering a few of the questions that people might throw our way. I've been a lifelong entrepreneur, born in Flint, Michigan, got my education at University of Michigan, but through it all, was an entrepreneur stringing together a series of successful and candidly sometimes not so successful business deals that fortunately have provided in total a great lifestyle for me and now my family as well. I've got my piece of the American dream. Now what I want to do is help others get their piece as well. I've done everything from inventing a product, getting a patent on it, getting it to market, getting it commercialized, importing a set of juggling balls from the UK along with my brother Rich, making it the number one Father's Day gift here in the United States, creating biotech companies and other IT companies through our venture firm, some of which has sold, one for $17.5 million, another for $22.5 million, and other great successes. So a great breadth of experience and knowledge that I bring to the table. I want to bring on really quickly, speaking of the Sloan Brothers, my brother Rich. Hey, can't do Startup Nation without Rich Sloan. Rich, where are you?
Well, it's been painful for me having to listen to your voice this whole time, but I'm here with you, baby.
Yeah. Well, welcome back, Rich. This is a big day for us.
Oh, man, it is. It is, it's history in the making in the sense that we have brought a voice to the whole arena of entrepreneurship to give inspiration, to give the information that people really need to take the business that they are entertaining or they are pursuing to the next level. But I'll tell you, it's great to be able to make history in the future with these people, with their dreams, and to convert those dreams into real business that make real contribution, whether it be to the entrepreneur behind it or to the community they serve. So this is really meaningful, really exciting stuff.
Really, really well said. And Rich, we're proud of initiating the start of a lot of businesses in America and across the globe and featuring some of those stories on the previous Startup Nation show, which was an award-winning show. We were awarded by the Small Business Administration of America. This show was the Journalist of the Year in 2005, Small Business Journalist of the Year. And then this year, 2013, Small Business Influencers of the Year. So we know the power of it. 75% of all new jobs in America created by small business, 99% of all employers, 51% of the GDP. Can't think of anything more important than to foster the startup of business. Dan, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Jeff, I was thinking about how long you and I have actually known each other. You know, it's been over 15 years since you and your brother Rich started the Digital Drive. Brother Rich, you put Detroit on the map in terms of a technology center and really put a lot of focus on Detroit and how great it does in technology. My brother Rich and I, we launched a company called ComSat Technology. We launched that out of the basement. Built that.
You guys had a big success with
$38 it. Million dollars in revenue we built that up to. You know, and since that time, since we first met, I bought, sold, grown, invested in and developed seven different companies. I've had some phenomenal successes. I've had some embarrassing failures. but it has been an incredible journey, a very rewarding one. And it's just been fantastic. It really builds character. And I pursued my entrepreneurial dream, just like you said, And there's one thing I've learned, and that is an entrepreneur alone is an entrepreneur at risk. And there is a lot of power in communicating and surrounding yourself with other successful entrepreneurs, people who have been there, done it. And I'm really excited to be here and share my experience with other entrepreneurs. I think it's really important.
I love that. I love that. And we've acknowledged our successes and admitted our failures along the way as well. And actually, the reason we had to have Rich on the show, he hasn't had any of those failures.
So yeah, well,
lucky for him. It's been all glory for Rich.
I don't admit my failures.
Oh, he doesn't admit them. He's at them, but he doesn't admit them. All right. Well said. Okay, and we've also got another key team member on the Startup Nation team, a gentleman by the name of Mike Wade. One of the things we want to do on this show is not just focus on hardcore business. I mean, really, as Rich and I always said at Startup Nation, it's always life plan before business plan. This is really about lifestyle. This is about taking care of your family. This isn't about getting rich and buying a Learjet necessarily. This is about the nuts and bolts, having a great life, having pride in what you do, feeling good about what you do, getting up in the morning with a little pep in your step. And Mike Wade is a guy that we've brought on to Startup Nation to be a contributor. He's a partner, an equity holder in Startup Nation. Mike, we're thrilled to have you on the show. And tell us what we can expect from Mike Wade on Startup Nation Radio.
Hey guys, I got to tell you, I am beyond excited about being part of this team. I've had my own entrepreneurial experiences. I used to work in corporate America. Over the last 10, 15 years or so ago, I've been really dealing with personal development. I've gotten active in landmark spiritual development. And what I'm really about these days in my life is to really make a difference for people, to provide them content, information, support, so that they can live a life where they're lit up and enlivened by their life experience. So I'm providing content, coaching, daily tips to really make that happen and make a real difference for people's lives.
Love that, Mike. We focused on that. That's really an important part of being an entrepreneur. And you know, and again, Dan, this is about rich quality of life, right, guys?
It is a lifestyle. It's really making your own mark and doing something that you feel passionate about and taking control of your life.
It really is. And Rich, you're running a company of your own these days, so you're in the trenches.
Well, exactly.
Still working hard.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you develop capability, you develop insights and wisdom and resources and network as you go through your entrepreneurial life. And I've turned all of that into the most meaningful business I've ever been a part of. It's a renewable energy business, and we're taking waste streams like scrap tires and converting them into energy products in a clean process. And what, you know, that's the thing about being in business for yourself. You set your own direction. You make it happen. You do what matters. And it's just really powerful at an individual level to be living true to your own code.
All right, Rich, we're going to stop you right there. We could listen on and on and on, love it all. But listen, we're going to get to the meat of the act here in a few minutes. We're going to bring on none other than Dan Gilbert to tell us a little bit about his story, founder of Quicken Loans and the overall iconic entrepreneur here in our midst these days, history in the making. We're going to get to hear from him, and we're going to actually hear from a director at Walsh College telling us about their program. They're our sponsor of the show today. Stay tuned. This is Startup Nation Radio. We'll be back in a minute.